Yeah, the job got done by the Storm nice and early, and you saw a little bit of a comeback just before half-time. If Pappenhausen hadn't scored and Melbourne had scored, could have been slightly different, but in the end, just too good, Del.
Yeah, that's Melbourne. That's the juggernaut that they are. They know finals football. They play better than most teams, and they just came out of the blocks 100 miles an hour. I think 16-0 up, but just their forward, their middle third, they're just aggressive, and you've got to take them out of their comfort zone. If you don't, that's what happens, and Manly just couldn't go with them.
They just don't allow you to play the way that you want to play, and obviously Tom Dravojevic was well held throughout the night, wasn't he? He was quelled his influence. He still ran for 100.
He still ran for over 150 metres and stuff, but just in big pockets where he wasn't really involved.
Yeah, no line breaks and that, but that's what Melbourne do. They're very good at breaking a game plan down and doing what they did last night with Turbo, so minimise his impact. You're not going to stop him fully, but what they did last night was perfect.
Even when Brandon Smith had to go off HIA.
That is quite a serious thing. That looks like it's a fracture, and he'll have 2 weeks to get ready, but he may not play again this year.
May not play. We'll wait and see. But the fact that they can bring Harry Grant in and then just shuffle the deck a little bit and just not budge.
Well, that's the depth of Melbourne Storm. We know that. I said last year, mate, these two guys, one of them's going to have to leave the club, but they just work so well together. So Melbourne just full of depth.
What about the last play of the game? Now, a lot of people talking this morning on social media and on radio, how disrespectful that was by Pappenhausen to go for the 2-point field goal. No. To me, that is in pressure, in game. This may happen in the next couple of weeks,
right.
So let's trial it. Surely that's the right thing to do. And how well did he strike it?
Oh, I think it's great. That's what you've got to do. You've got to put that practice in. You might need it in the grand final or the prelim. So I've got no problems with it.
No disrespect there?
No, so skillful.
But a lot of people sit there and say they've got to, teams have to lift to play in finals. That's what the Melbourne Storm do. They play at that consistent level throughout the year. They don't have to lift. They just execute as they've done. Yeah. I thought it was fantastic.
So Des Hasler was 17-15 up, I think, on Bellamy. Now it's 17-16. Do they play again in a grand final, or do you think that Manly might be toast now because they'll play either the Titans or the Chookies?
Yeah, I think they're going to be at the back door. So they'll bounce back next week, I reckon, but the week after, I reckon they'll be gone.
Okay, so you see the Roosters or the Titans losing to Manly next week.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Well, what a magnificent game last night, so beautifully good. Called by Dan Ganane and MG. How excited was MG?
Oh,
thanks for loving
it. He loves finals time. Who doesn't?
He certainly does.